Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to first say I would like to thank God and my family and my friends for the continuous listening support. I thank each and every one of you for telling your friends about the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I have some great news to share at the end of this broadcast. I especially, as I said before, I really thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, this ministry would not be able to soar to the places and to the platforms that it has been. And I really appreciate that, because I know that it's nobody but Jesus doing this. It has nothing to do with me getting on the air when the Lord asked me to. It has nothing to do with me at all. It's all about our Lord and Savior, and that's how this ministry is able to stretch so far, and we're able to travel with this ministry, and we're going to have more things coming up that I will tell you about later. But I really appreciate it. I appreciate the connections and the guests, and this is just a praise break, because I want to praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has been with me since day one and who is still with me and will be with me forevermore. And so I really appreciate that, and I wanted to make that very clear. But tonight is a very special night, because this is our prayer night. And I was thinking today, as I was at work, I said during lunch, I was like, yes, today is Wednesday, and this is prayer day. I get excited every time I'm able to come on air for prayer day, because this really helps not only me get through the week, but it also helps others as well. This is the midpoint of the week. And sometimes we get tired, and sometimes, you know, we think about vacations and things like that. But prayer is the source that gets us through. I can always look forward every morning when I get up to praying to God. I mean, it's a daily thing ever since I've attended college, you know, and things like that. So it's always good to have something to look forward to, which is prayer and being in the Word of God and speaking to guests and being with family and things of that nature. But without further ado, I would like to go ahead and consecrate ourselves before we get ready to pray. Then after that, we're going to pray unto God. There are a lot of things that's on my mind tonight. I've had a lot of people inbox me about prayer requests. And when I say a lot of things on my mind, that means that I have things that I need to pray about. The Lord is going to give me the prayer to pray, and we're going to cover everybody. There are certain situations and certain things that the Lord wants me to pray for. I don't know what those things are. I do know that as we begin to pray and as we begin to get into the presence of God, you know, there may be, we may go in a different direction. When the Lord, when the Holy Spirit utilizes you, you're always on the right track, but it may not be what you expect. And so we want to continue to pray, and whatever the Lord would have me to say or me to do or me to encourage someone who's listening, because there's someone who's listening who is going through a storm. And we all go through storms, but there's someone who's really going through a storm, and the wind is blowing heavily and almost about to blow you over. But God says, hold on to his unchanging hand, and you have to look beyond the storm. I know it's hard to look beyond the rain when it's pouring in your face. But the Lord says, look beyond the storm, which means that it can't rain always, that it can't always just the rain can't always pour down on you. There's going to be a place of refuge, like an umbrella over you. And you have to realize and understand that it is Jesus, our Lord, who is able to keep you. So if you're feeling down at this particular time and you're listening to the ministry, or you're going to listen to the ministry, or when you listen to the ministry, something has happened and you feel down and you just happen to turn on the Love of Jesus ministry because the Lord let you do so, or because you accidentally stumbled into it and you was looking at somebody else's ministry and you saw love and then you saw Love of Jesus ministry, bless you, because this is for you. And the Lord says that your storms can't last always, although there are, in other words, consequences that seem like forever. He said, but your storms can't last always because there is hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he can be that comforter who fills that void, okay? So I really want to encourage you tonight. I take this very serious because we're dealing with souls. We're dealing with people who are hurt, and they're carrying around smiles, but they're dying inside. We're dealing with people who are going through storms, but when they come inside to work, or when they come inside to church, or when they come inside to your house, or when you speak to them on the phone, they put on this facade like everything's okay, and it's not. And what happens is when they get home, and when they get in their dark place, and when they get ready to go to bed, they feel battered because the storm of life just beat them down. And so they've had to put on a front. They've had to act all day long in front of people. And then when they get home, when it's quiet, they can't get any rest. So we really want to pray for those souls, and we want to pray for ourselves as well, because as we said before, a lot of things has happened all over this world, and we have to uplift ourselves. And as I said before, I get excited every Wednesday. You know, I pray every day, but I get excited when I'm able to pray with individuals from all over the world, my family and everyone. I get real excited. It pleases me. It makes me happy. And, you know, the Lord says utilize or optimize all of this time, because you never know who you're helping. There are so many people out there who are hurting. There are so many people out there who have lost a child. There are so many people out there who's lost a parent, who's lost a spouse, who's going through the storms. And we have to make sure that when we get on the ministry that we are saying the authentic word of God, so that people can be delivered and set free, so that people can experience sunshine after the rain, so that people can experience life-changing experiences, so that we can save souls, so that sheep will begin to run to Jesus Christ, and Jesus will not have to go out and find the sheep, so people will come back to church, so people will begin to believe in God for those who do not believe in God, so that the Lord can give them an experience where they will believe in God. So this ministry to me is very important, and it really, as I said before, it's a motivator. You know, Mr. Chris yesterday, the day before, spoke about motivation. What motivates you? Well, the word of God motivates me. Every time I get on, I feel an adrenaline rush as if I'm getting ready to run. Amen? My feet get excited. My hands get excited. It feels like electricity going all through my body. It feels like, you know, it's just a good feeling, you know. You can't describe it, you know. I'm on fire for the Lord, and I really enjoy this ministry. It has been a great asset to my life. It's probably the best thing that has happened. Amen. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm, as the Lord has given me again, 136. And I want to read Numbers 1 through 5 again. Psalm 136, 1 through 5. And it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever." We're talking about Jesus. "To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As I said before, for those of you who are joining me, we are going to consecrate ourselves before we go unto our Father. Then we're going to pray for many things. We're going to pray for many things because it's very important that we pray. And so, you know, we're just going to, you know, we're just going to pray. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask God for what we need at this particular time. Okay? We're going to pray, and we're going to talk to God. So here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to open up our eyes to see another day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to be the people that you would have us to be. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to be able to go to the places that we were supposed to go and the places that we wanted to go. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you consecrate our hearts and our minds, consecrate our hearts and take out anything that is not like you, anything that is not of you, anything that does not look like you. Take it out of our hearts in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there is anything that's in our minds that's not focused on you, that's focused on something that happened today, something that happened yesterday, something that happened the day before, we're asking you, would you take it out of our minds? If our eyes are not focused upon the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that all of our help coming from thee, we're asking, would you focus our eyes on you? If our feet are at this particular time, if people are moving around and they're still trying to hear the ministry, we ask that you open up their ears and extend their legs where they will run to the word or to the prayer of God so that they may be delivered and set free. If there's anyone on this station today who is depressed, who is sad, who is angry, who is mad, who is happy, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you help them to focus on you, Lord? We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you keep us stable in our faith, Lord? Would you uphold us, Heavenly Father, in righteousness and help us to be the people that you would have us to be? Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help the Love Lift Jesus ministry to be authentic and to be the Word of God and to be of the Word of God and to look like God and to sound like God and to be that of God, because we're listening with our ears and our eyes are wide open and our hearts are extended unto you. We come to you tonight as an empty cup, ready to be filled with the Word of God, ready to be filled with the power of God, ready to be filled with the might of God. We come unto you in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you hide our freedom, mind, your love behind the cross, in which you be in the forefront, where the people can see you and know that it's because of you we live, move, and we have our being. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless each guest who come on the ministry, Lord, and we ask that you bless their families. Would you bless the things that they touch? Would you bless their hands, their feet, their eyes, their ears? Would you bless their hearts, Heavenly Father? If there's anything in the hearts that's not right, in the name of Jesus. As we come before you, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the person who you are, consistent on a day-to-day basis, consistent with the faith, consistent with the blessings, consistent with your love and your expectations for us to be just like you, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for blessing that secret prayer, Heavenly Father, that we rendered up today. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being the God who you are, for being the God of confidentiality, for being the God of praise, for being the God of worship, for being a God of faith, for being a real friend, for being a real father. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for being El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, Heavenly Father, Emmanuel, Eli. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done for us. In the name of Jesus, we ask that as we come and as we build the Love Live Jesus ministry, that this ministry be founded upon you, on the rock that you have built for this ministry, and not because of someone else, Heavenly Father, but because of you. We're asking, would you take me out of the mix and put you there so that there will be wisdom and knowledge and so that there will be anointing, revelation, prophecy, and everything else, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask, as we're able to see right now, in the name of Jesus, as this go nationwide, Lord, that you would be in the forefront, Heavenly Father, and you would be behind, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue, Heavenly Father, to look over this ministry and take over this whole ministry, Heavenly Father. Take it out of my hands, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you utilize the words that you would have to spread to the people? Would you utilize my mouth as you have been, Heavenly Father, to speak the authentic word of God that will save souls, deliberate, and heal a broken spirits, in the name of Jesus. As we come to you, Heavenly Father, there are many people who have shattered hearts, Heavenly Father. Their minds are going every which way, no north, east, west, south, Heavenly Father. Their hearts are spread wide with hatred, jealousy, envy, malice, Lord. And if there is any deceit, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it? If there is any snakes, we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you tame them? If there is any lions, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you tame them? If there is anything, Heavenly Father, that will cause us to not be like you, we're asking in the name of Jesus right now, would you tame those things, Lord? Help us, Heavenly Father, to be truthful and honest, not only unto the people, but unto you, Lord. Help us to serve a true and living God. Help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Help us to understand that favor is given, Heavenly Father, from you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Lord Jesus, as we go through this ministry and as we pray for people to be able to touch people in a particular way, Lord, that you would have them be touched, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you continue to anoint this prayer and would you continue to anoint my mouth and my heart, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, and if there is something that you would have for the people to know after the prayer, Heavenly Father, or during the prayer, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you reveal it, Lord? Lord Jesus, we feel a presence of your spirit right now as we begin to pray. Even before we get into your presence, Heavenly Father, you have come unto us because you see that we are a people, Lord, and we need you right now, Lord. There's so much unrest going on. There's so much chaos. There's so much hatred going on, Lord. There's so many things that are going on in north, east, south. And, Lord, we're just asking in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you calm the waves, Heavenly Father, would you tell peace to be still, Lord, and would you help us, Heavenly Father, to become a nation that is founded upon you, Heavenly Father. If there is any yokes that needs to be broken in the name of Jesus, we ask that they be broken. If there is any chains that need to be loosened, Lord, we ask that the chains be loosened. Because we are free, thank God we're free, we're no longer bound, there's no more chains holding us. Our soul is resting, and it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we're free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in bereavement, Lord. Lord God, as we spill over into the regular prayer, Lord, we ask for the anointing, Heavenly Father. We ask for the atonement, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness, Heavenly Father. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Lord, bring us up. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to live in a world with some people who may not know you, but help us to display who you are through our actions and through our words in the name of Jesus, Lord. As we begin and transition over to this prayer, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you turn it up, Lord? Would you turn it up for our praise? Would you turn it up for the word of God? Would you turn it up for the prophecy, the revelation, the vision? All of those things that you have given, Heavenly Father, would you turn it up for the encouragement that you're going to give to the people in the name of Jesus, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love of Jesus ministry. We thank you for all of the guests. We thank you for the guests who are coming, those who have been. We ask that you continue to bless their hands and their feet and their eyes, Heavenly Father, to stay focused on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be. Help us to move and shake and do what you've asked us to do, Heavenly Father. Help us to be obedient servants. Help us to be thankful and grateful for the things that you have done in our lives, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to stay humble no matter how far you take us, how wide, how deep you take us. We ask that you help us to remain humble in your spirit. Help us to remain humble servants, humble people, Lord, where we would be more like you. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, Father, would you continue to help us to be of service to others, help us to do well unto others, help us to be better people and just to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. As we transition into our regular prayer, we ask that we cover each person that you would have us cover, Lord. We ask that you do your will. We ask that you help us to simplify your vision, to simplify your praise, to simplify who you are so that the people will understand, Heavenly Father, the revelation of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hey. Amen and amen. Whew. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord God, we understand and realize that there are a lot of things going on with our youth. There are a lot of killings. There are a lot of waywardness. There's a lot of hatred going on all over this land and country. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you call back in the hatred, Lord? Would you reel back in the waywardness, Lord, until the sea of forgiveness, and help people to walk in your path and help people to do your holy and righteous will. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if there are any sheep missing, not only from the body of Christ or from going to church, but missing as in their family members do not know where they are, we ask in the name of Jesus, would they receive a word from you, Lord, in which you send clues or signs for their missing loved one. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families all over this land and country. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's a person like me or if it's a person who's way overseas or whoever it is, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families all over this land and country. It doesn't matter who they are. Lord God, we thank you for the prayer of the Love Lift Jesus ministry that reaches to the highest mountain and extends to the lowest valley. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being the constant person. We thank you for the revelation, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the Tanner family in a special way, Lord? Would you help our son, Lord Jesus, to be able to deal with the different things that's going on, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless those who are behind prison bars? Would you help them to understand and to learn a lesson, not only a lesson of life, but a lesson of how the Lord can change any situation and help us to be better people? Lord God, if there are any spirits, any people who are reading the Bible and who entertain the fact that there were people in jail in the Bible, help them to realize and understand why the people were in jail. Because a lot of people have it twisted when they say, well, there were people in the Bible who were in jail, but the reasoning behind it is totally different, Lord. And we're asking, would you bring a ministry through the Love of Jesus ministry to explain to the people? Because that also stems for why people are making bad decisions. Lord, if they're thinking about when Dr. Martin Luther King was placed in jail, Lord, we're asking, would you bring clarity through the Love of Jesus ministry where they will know that he was put there for no reason. He was put there for helping people and protesting. That's why he was put there. But we ask for injustice reasons, Lord, and we're asking, would you help us to clarify that? Because a lot of our race is getting mixed up with we get mixed signals such as, well, there were people in the Bible who were imprisoned, or there were people who were prominent who were in prison. But the Lord says, and he's saying tonight, that we need to explain, especially to our youth, why they were there, because it's totally different. And it doesn't justify or make it right, but those type people in the Bible sometimes were put there for the wrong reason. If we think about the Hebrew boys, we say that they were in the fiery furnace. The furnace was nothing but a jail and burning in a jail on fire. And so they were put in that fiery furnace, but the Lord rescued them, and they were put there because they believed in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They were unjustly put behind bars for doing the right thing. And the Lord said that's totally different for doing the right thing as compared to making a poor choice. And so we need to educate, and we need to bring awareness, as the Lord is revealing, to our people, in order for our people, and when I say our people, I'm talking about all cultures, but the Lord is saying mostly the African-American culture, where we can understand and realize that it's a difference between the reasoning behind being placed in jail. Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who say, pray for me, those who have been in the hospital, those who are going in the hospital, those who are still in the hospital. We ask, Lord, for them to be healed in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. If they have neck pain, back pain, leg pain, shoulder pain, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch right now, Lord, in the Spirit of God, Lord. If they are blinded in one eye or both eyes, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you help them to see spiritually, Lord Jesus, your will. Help them to see spiritually the world, Heavenly Father, where they will be comforted and they will not feel like they are walking in the dark. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be the beam of light that are in closed eyes. that are in blinded eyes, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help our hands, open up our hands where we begin to give instead of always take, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you take us in the right places and help us to meet the right people, Heavenly Father, where we will begin to serve you and begin to know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, if we are to forgive someone, we ask that you help us to forgive whoever it is, Heavenly Father, so that we may receive your blessing. Praise and worship is forgiveness, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, before people get up in different churches all over this world, before they get up and sing praises, we ask in the name of Jesus, if there's any strife all over this land and country, we ask that they get it right. And we ask that people understand and recognize, Lord, in the name of Jesus, through listening to this ministry or other ministries, that praise and worship, Heavenly Father, is nothing but more than forgiveness. We're praising God and we're worshiping God for the ability to forgive, because sometimes the storm of life that comes, and sometimes what people do to us, or sometimes what people say, it doesn't sit well. And so God says that you have to be mature enough to forgive, and help us to teach the children how to forgive while they're young, because when the older one gets, it's harder to do that because we're stuck in our ways. Help us, Heavenly Father, to get unstuck. The Lord says sometimes we're stuck in our ways because of our age, and just because we're a certain age doesn't mean that we're mature in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean we're mature in our forgiveness levels. Some of us, Heavenly Father, as the Lord is showing our own level one, that means that we haven't forgiven anyone. Some of us are on level two. That means, Lord, that we've forgiven some people, and some of us are on level three, and that means that every time someone does something, we forgive. Help us, to Heavenly Father, to move up to level three, where we will begin to forgive individuals, Heavenly Father, and to become closer unto you. Part of the chaos in the world is unforgiveness. You have people going against people because something happened, and they go after people with guns, or they go after people with whatever it is. You have different perceptions you have the spirit of perception that is running rapid in the United States. There are perceptions of people. That's why people are losing their lives. And we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help us to make better decisions and help our perceptions to be more based on Christ, our Savior, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you bless those who are in convalescent homes, those who are in children homes, those who do not have a home. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless them, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you bless that mother who's praying for her children, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless those children who are praying for their mother, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, would you help us to become better Christians. Help us to serve and walk and talk and look like you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to do our best in everything we do, whether it's career, religion, family, finances, whatever it is. Help us to give our best and to do our best. Heavenly Father, help us to begin to live like we want to go to heaven. Help us to begin to look like we want to go to heaven. Help us to be able to talk like we want to go to heaven, Heavenly Father. If our mouths, Heavenly Father, need to be washed, wash our mouths. If our heart need to be washed, Lord, wash our hearts. If our eyes need to be washed where we can see the glory of God, help us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we understand and realize that within these next days, within these next months, within this next year, Lord, there's going to be a huge push concerning educational issues, educational rights for different groups of people. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help us all over this land and country to do what is right. Help us to form or continue to be equal with whatever we do. Help us to understand that it is because of you that we have rights, and that's for everyone, Lord, that we have privileges, that we're able to live on earth, that we're able to enjoy peace and solitude, Lord. We ask, would you bless those foreign lands who are going through hell and high water? Would you bless those who are prisoners? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless the the person, Heavenly Father, who sent the email suggesting that they were one of the children who were missing their friend in Nigeria, and we're asking for prayer. We ask for those Nigerians, Heavenly Father. We ask for the spirit of disease that's over in Africa, Heavenly Father, to be removed in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit it is, Lord, that you showed me a few months ago, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would it be removed? Would the yokes be broken? Whatever it is that's killing so many people, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, would you bless the missionaries who are going across the water? Heavenly Father, we ask that you keep them healthy and you keep them safe, Lord. Whatever wars are breaking out, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you cease the wars, Lord, because we need peace, Heavenly Father. And when the people began to experience peace, then they began to experience a new look and a new outlook on life in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, as the children begin to go back to school, we ask that your spirit infiltrates all of the educators, infiltrates the students, whether they believe in you or not. We ask in the name of Jesus for your spirit, Heavenly Father, which is a good spirit, a good feeling, in the name of Jesus. We're asking for a good year, and we're asking for just favor from you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to keep our schools safe, our children safe, Lord. Lord Jesus, we're praying for the adult who fell out of the boat. We're praying for the individuals who were taking selfies on a cliff and fell to their death in front of their children. We're praying for just everyone, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the mother who lost a son, who was killed in the street of Chicago. We ask that you just continue to bless all over this land and country. There are a lot of cities and states who need interventions. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help community leaders such as myself and others and give us wisdom and knowledge of how to help our young people, and not only our young people, but our adults as well. The issue of mental health is a rapid spirit that is running wild like fire all through this land and country, Lord. And you said, and you're showing in your vision, that all people have to do is call upon your name and they will be free. They will be delivered and set free, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you begin to open people's mouths where they will begin to call your name so they can be set free from depression, set free from suicide, set free from other things that are going on, Lord. You save many people, Heavenly Father, and we know that you are the same God who saves other people as well. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that if there's anyone on this ministry right now who needs help, Heavenly Father, would they receive it? If there's anyone who is in a mental state that is less than favorable, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help them, Heavenly Father, tonight? If there's anyone who has leg problems, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you heal tonight? Would you touch, Lord? If there's anyone, Heavenly Father, who's in the hospital, Heavenly Father, who's crying, we ask, would you dry their eyes, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular person's mother who is out of the country and who is going through different treatments, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord? You know, Heavenly Father, and you are God who can do everything. You can perform miracles. You can, you're just that type of God. You can heal. You can set free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe that. We're asking for the longevity of life to be extended, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you that you continue to help our bodies, Heavenly Father, to be healthy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking you that you continue to keep us safe and be that shield of protection all around us, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you continue to lead us and guide us in the right direction that we should go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for the anointing and the authentic word, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we thank you for the Love Live Jesus ministry, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all the guests, Heavenly Father. We thank you for those who are coming and those who are already here, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we continue to ask for blessings on August 24th. On our church anniversary and homecoming, Lord, I see success. I see a mass group of people, Heavenly Father. I see favor, Lord. I see just the Holy Spirit in that place. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for the victory. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the projects that go forth, Lord? We ask, would you bless the men and women of God, Heavenly Father, who give the word every Sunday, Heavenly Father? In the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless those single parents who are raising their kids on their own? In the name of Jesus, we ask you, would you bless two parents who are raising their children. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you bless the grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting all of our needs and giving us every time that we need, Lord, you are supplying. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the big accomplishments. We thank you for the small accomplishments, Lord. We thank you for the maturity, Heavenly Father, in the Christian walk, Heavenly Father, even when dealing with people who don't even know you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, we just ask as we conclude this prayer that we're never out of your presence. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to uphold us and help us to be more like you. Help us to do your will. Help us to have your favor. Help us to look like you. Help us to walk like you. Help us to talk like you. Help us to have patience like you. Help us not to be immature Christians, Heavenly Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless this particular production, Lord, of this book entitled Into the Storm. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless all of our guests who are coming on the ministry this week? And then we continue just to ask, would you bless those, Heavenly Father, who just need prayer and to know who you are? In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, amen, and amen. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our Wednesday Praying with Love series. We are going to have, before I get to our announcements, if you would join me on Friday, we will have an author who wrote a book entitled The Promiscuous Puppeteer. That's on Friday. Maria and Walt. Then on Saturday we will have Miss J. Nicole, who is a gospel artist. That is Saturday, August the 16th. She will come on the ministry. And then on Sunday, God's will, you will hear from yours truly. But let me give you the announcements before I give you the other individuals who are coming up. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. So be sure to log on to Blog Talk Radio. In addition to that, be sure to connect with me on the page I Got to Have Faith. Be sure to do that because I will have many new announcements coming on that page. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, authors, writers, publishers, individuals who are positive community leaders, please reach out to our Free to Love. That is Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you pick up a copy of A Spiritual Guide on the Go, and that's exactly what it is. It is at your local bookstores at Follis.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com. Be sure to pick up A Spiritual Guide to Go. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for 160 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, be sure to mark. Go get your calendars right now. I'm going to give you time. You know, this is special. Be sure to mark your calendars for August the 24th. You are cordially invited to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church 99th Church Homecoming and Church Anniversary on August the 24th, 2014 at 3:30 p.m. at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where family is more than a word. We are looking forward to seeing family, former members, and friends. This will be a Great Ebenezer Baptist Church where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor, and this is 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas, 76706. Guest church will be the Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church in Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Pastor Melvin Petty is the moderator of the Union Baptist District Association. All right, all of you individuals who are in the Union Baptist District Association, come support not only Great Ebenezer, but support the moderator as well. Sincerely, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church Homecoming and Anniversary Committee. We're inviting the whole community of Waco, and if you're passing by, we're right on the highway. So therefore, you can just take that exit and come on around, and you can come and visit the church. I'm sure some of the ushers will be at the door. I may be one of those ushers at the door, and we will greet you and let you on in, and you will have a great time, I promise you. So that when I come back on the ministry, I want you to call me and tell me that you had a great time, and I will put you on air. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to, as I said before, watch the Love Lift Jesus ministry. You can actually connect with me if you follow that particular link, or you can also connect with me on Facebook as well. It's your pleasure. So please be sure to do that. In addition to that, remember, parents, that students are registering this week all over Waco and over in other cities and towns, so be sure to call to your schools, prospective schools, and see when you can register. We want this to be a very successful year all over the state of Texas and all over this land and country. I am an advocate everywhere, so therefore, just make sure we get the students registered. Also, make sure we keep them safe. Be sure that if your children are staying up or your child staying up till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, just make sure at least a week before school that you put them in bed before time, because they're going to be grumpy on the first day of school, having to get up at 5 and 6 o'clock to catch the bus or to have you take them to school. That alleviates problems if we go ahead and get them trained on a sleeping pattern, okay? In addition to that, make sure that also you are aware that there are some organizations out here in Texas and other places who are giving away free school supplies. Kind of call around and see who that is. In addition to that, also had some other school announcements. Also, make sure that your children are reading. Reading is fundamental. Make sure they're also working on a lot of arithmetic, which is math, and also writing. Make sure that you are giving them positive images of the school, whatever happened in the past or years ago. Give them a fresh start. Make sure that you go over any type of rules that you have reinforced at home, because usually how the students act at home, that's what happens at school as well, or at church, or everywhere they go. So we want to make sure that our children are representing us well when they go out in different places. Also, make sure that you realize that parental involvement is very important in schools. And we love to see you guys at different events. That's all over Texas. I have emails from prospective people. We would love to see you at events, especially with your children. If you hear something going on at the school, any events, we would love to have you there. PTA, PTO is very prominent in many schools all over Texas and all over the world. So if you can get involved with that, that would be great. In addition to that, make sure that you're looking online at TEA with different things that's going on, because they really affect our schools as well, and they have a lot of pertinent information that you may be looking for as far as, you know, what standards students need to meet. So make sure you're doing that. And just make sure that we're making sure and ensuring that our students, we're setting them up for success. And part of doing that is each day, as I said before, and I can say this on the ministry, it works. Pray for your child, your grandchild, whoever it is that you're sending to school. I remember, as I said before, a pastor says that he was praying for both of his children every day before they went to school. He's a minister, okay? But he was praying for them every day before they went to school. And they're very successful today, okay? And they're grown now. So make sure that it's okay to pray for your child or children before they leave for school. And it's okay to have them say their prayers at night. It's okay for them to read their Bibles at home. And, you know, it's okay for them to go to church on Sundays. And I guarantee you, if you start implementing that, and you don't have to do all of that at once, but if you start when you buy books, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, when you buy books, it's okay to buy Christian books and have them read it. I'm telling you, it helps them. But you always want to make sure the key to success, the key to not receiving so many phone calls and things of that nature, and the key to your child having a good day is prayer. I'm just going to be honest with you. That's what it is. God led me to say that. I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it out there, because part of this ministry is being honest, it's being truthful, and it's being forthcoming with people so that people can be delivered, set free, and so people can be successful. You pray for your child, I guarantee you'll see a big difference from when you wasn't praying. I guarantee you will. And if you instill in them and let them know that wherever you go, whether school, church, the park, wherever, you're representing grandma, grandpa, you're representing mom and dad, aunt and uncle, whoever, I guarantee you, you'll see a difference, okay? But it starts at home. Just like charity starts at home, discipline starts at home, okay? So we have to do our parts at home so that when our kids get to school, they can reflect what they've learned at home. It's kind of like when the students are taught by their teacher, then the teacher cannot help them once they get on the test. And so whatever they do on the test, that's a reflection of what they learned. So when, you know, so whatever happens at the house, you know, that student is going to also have, it's going to happen wherever they go. So we need to make sure that it's parallel. You know, because some people say, well, I've never seen this behavior. Okay. Usually what happens, how one act at home is how they're going to act in public. Okay. So it's very important because we want each child in America, outside of America, to be successful and productive. And children cannot learn if they're not in class. They cannot learn if the teacher is unable to teach because of different things that's happening in the classroom. So let's just make sure, and there's a strong push, and I will be on a lot. As you know, I'm on this committee where we're trying to make not only the world a better place, and it's people everywhere, it's not just me doing this, but we're also trying to help our students be successful in school. We're trying to just make things happen where our students are successful. And also, to the adults, all over this world, in schools, in homes, in churches, wherever you are working with students, and students are from 0 to me, 21, but okay, 18, that's fine. Allow those youth, students, to keep their innocence. I'm telling you now, because we read a lot about it all over the world, and this is part of the ministry, is being honest on what God has given me. Allow children to be children. They should not have to grow up any sooner than what they're supposed to because of choices that adults make as far as inappropriate choices. This year, 2014 to 2015, I challenge you, educators all over the world, ministers all over the world, adults, every adult, I consider you adult if you're 21 and above, to allow the youth or children in your life, whether you teach them, whether they're your kids, whether they're your nieces and nephews, whoever it is, anybody under, I'm going to be realistic, okay, anybody 18 and under, allow them to be a kid. That is a challenge. There are a lot of challenges going on Facebook. This is a challenge. You already know what happens when people disregard what I just said. You get in big trouble. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're an adult, you get in big trouble. Allow kids, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep saying it until we get it, to be kids. They should not know anything about being an adult or have to be forced to be an adult before their time. They will get their chance. And I will be still saying the same thing when they become an adult. Do not put yourself in a situation where there will be any question. That's what the Lord is saying. I'm telling you now, on the Love Live Jesus ministry, so that there won't be any problems in 2014, 2015. Then the next years we'll keep reiterating it. It's very important that we allow you to be youth. That's why we have so many angry youth, because they've had to be adults before their time. We need to allow them to be kids. They should be able to go to school and be safe, go to church and be safe, come home and be safe. If that can't happen, they need to be moved to an alternative place, period. There's no excuse. We all know right from wrong, and we can do it. Allow the youth to be kids, because that's what they are. As far as hot car, summer's almost over, thank God, so maybe we don't have to worry about the hot car theory here. You know, patience is key. Patience is the key to parenting. How do I know this? Because God said it. Patience is the key. It doesn't mean let them get away with whatever, but it means that you have to, when you discipline or when you redirect, you have to keep your cool, your composure. But that also goes with training the child as well and getting them the help that they need in order to be successful. Okay? So I wanted to lay that out there to you because the Lord gave that to me. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Each year I hear about something over in the world where a child had to grow up too fast because of a decision that an adult made. It shouldn't happen. It's out there. You know it. And so I shouldn't read about this stuff anymore because you know it, right? Okay, so we're going to pray about that. We're just going to pray that adults make the right decisions. All right? So I had to say that because I have to be obedient to our Lord. And as I said before, we're going to have our next guest will be on actually Friday. That's Miss J. Nicole. She's a gospel artist. Saturday we'll have Marie and Walt who wrote the book The Promiscuous Puppeteer, an award-winning author. On Sunday you will be with yours truly. I have different individuals who are coming on who, as I said before, you've seen on television. I also just received a text from, and I'm going to tell you who it's from here, because it's another guest who's going to be on our ministry. This particular guest is Dr. Ted, and Dr. Ted will speak about the untimely death of the late Mr. Robin Williams. He's an expert on mental issues. He's going to speak actually about the late Mr. Robert Williams. He's going to speak about depression and mental illness, which is very prominent, but it's hidden. And a lot of people don't receive help for it because maybe they're embarrassed. Maybe they don't want people to know, you know. And so he will be on the ministry. Also, I'm going to bring back to the ministry another well-known author who deals with youth. His particular message is basically telling our youth to pull up your pants. Dealing with inner city youth, pull up your pants, pull up your grades, and pull up your test scores. Pull them up. And I'm going to get Mr. Hudson to come back on the ministry. As you know, he works with a lot of inner city youth. He lives in Atlanta. I'm also going to speak to another gentleman who also emailed me who wants to come on the ministry. And his name is Fred Sievert. And Mr. Fred is also, he wants to discuss depression. He wants to bring to light some of the things that we need to know about that. What else? I have a couple of more guests who are coming on. As you know, I have some guests from different movies who will come on. So I need you to look at that because I'll have those list out a little bit later. I also have a few ministers who will be on the Love Live Jesus ministry. So just be sure to stay connected with me so that we can hear and we can witness these individuals who will come on the ministry and share their knowledge, their wealth of knowledge that they have for us. And once again, as I said before, I really thank you guys for just coming on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I thank you for your listening support. Thank you for the platforms that are being built. And I just appreciate all that. And also, I had another text. We're going to talk about the Christians fleeing from Iraq. We're going to have a guest on. And this will probably be next week because I'm pretty booked, but this will be next week sometime. But we definitely want to interview those guests who want to speak on the late Mr. Robin Williams. So please be sure to continue to listen to the Love of Jesus Ministry. On a final note, please be sure, as I said before, to get out your calendars and mark August 24, 2014 at 3:30 p.m., where we will have our homecoming and church anniversary. If you was a former member at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, please come out. If you are a member, please come out. If you're thinking about becoming a member, please come out. If you're from another church, please come out. Our doors are open at that particular time, and we would love to see your faces. I will have some flyers that I will hand to you. And so please spread the word. Pass it to your friends and family and your community. Once again, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.